One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Are you ready? Are you ready, sweaty?
I'm ready, sweaty.
Oh, good shit.
Ready, spaghetti.
Ready, spaghetti. Like my arms. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And today, she's back. She's amazing. She's wonderful. Give it up for... I was going to call you like the fiend or something. I don't know where it was going to go. The comedy fiend, the comedy. It's Amanda Fritz. You know her. There she is.
The comedy goblin. The comedy.
She's there. She's doing the. Oh.
Sorry. Did we just peak the audio?
I think we did. That's okay. Fantastic. I also was supposed to look in another camera and I totally forgot because I just was so excited. It just the fiend. And then I lost my train of thought. How you doing?
I feel like I'm not living up to fiend. But now that I know that that's the character that we've created, I'm going to come back with way scarier makeup. Good.
You know, we do have a scream mask. We do have this lovely piece of
every time it cuts back grass. To me, I'm just wearing like more and more like horror makeup.
Yeah,
it's just by the end, I'm just like.
You're like, you're totally fully dead. You're actually dead.
Actually deceased.
That's actually what it is.
What a way to go.
On the podcast, on the Horror at the Store podcast.
And then I would just be one more ghost that is 100% host, like haunting this basement.
Yeah, we did.
Super haunted.
I've always felt like there's something down here, but like not like a bad thing. You're just like, there's someone hanging out. But
100%.
Yesterday, we had a camera move on its own, like the full tripod, like. Did like a tip and then in the video I kept seeing like I was like, why is it so dusty? And I've never seen dust on the cameras ever, and I've shot here since what, January? And I've never seen like that prominent. It was weird, and I was like, why is it,
was it orbs?
I don't know. I don't like orbs. I think they're like, it's not, I think they're, there's, if you're gonna do evidence, it's, that's like,
orbs are weak.
Herbs
are weak sauce.
It was weird. It was weird. I was like, I'll acknowledge that. That was weird. But, you know.
That's creepy.
You know, take what you will. Take what you will.
I hate that.
But you know what else I hated? This movie that we watched.
Oh, my God.
Which, today we watched Dr. Giggles.
You know how bad this movie was? It was absolutely not on any streaming service or platform. Not even YouTube.
Oh, no, you couldn't find it on YouTube. You could find the Spanish version on YouTube.
We did that. We started watching it.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not... I'm like, am I deaf or is this not English?
I almost watched it in Spanish and then just put on English subtitles.
Yeah.
Because I was just so desperate for like decent resolution.
Yeah, and you're like, well, watch another movie. I'm like, no, like I'm determined, like let me make sure. But it, if you go in the like the IMDb, it'll say like where to watch. It says Amazon, it says Vudu, it says Sling. It's on none of those.
None of them.
It says, hey, you can add this to your watch list, but you can't watch it. But we did find it. I found it. Oh my God, I found it on this sketchy ass website to the point where it's like
the dark web.
If you click off of it, you get brought to another page.
Oh.
And like a virus gets, so my computer's definitely fucked up. So
I was so terrified to click off of that link.
Yeah.
I was so terrified. And then I tried to like air play it to my TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Don't and do my that. TV was like, no. And I was like, please. And it was like, mm-mm. And
you're like, HDMI? Are
you sure? I did. I yeah. had to like play it on a laptop.
The old school way. Yeah.
I had to rent a VHS.
Oh, my God.
The thing that pissed me off was that Amazon would let you watch the trailer.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't let you buy the movie.
It's so, I don't.
Just stop edging us.
Which I don't understand. Like, this movie was clearly like so good.
So good.
So good.
It was nominated for two or three things.
Three things. Three things. One of them being not my favorite film ever. And that's okay. But, you know, the year's 1992. Mm. And there's a doctor named Dr. Giggles. And he's really into his craft. He's really trying hard. And by trying hard, he loves to kill.
I'm so mad. I feel like they really missed an opportunity to name the character George Iggles.
Yes.
And then on his medical bag, it would be Iggles. Come on.
Are you making fun of my speech impediment? Giggles. I was also afraid I was going to stutter on it. So when you said it with me, I was like, oh, we can teamwork it together.
Like how I say Katie.
I've trained you so well.
Yeah.
I didn't stutter on my... It's interesting when I do it and I do the podcast now. It's like, because it's so routine that I don't stutter because it's now a routine.
Because you're faking it.
Because I'm faking it. Again, it. I'm faking it. That's what...
You have to like put the stuttering in post.
Yeah. Add it. I have to ADR this whole thing again.
But it's like really bad it's ADR. Like,
But it's also like John's voice, so it's really off.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have a stutter, so it's just offensive. And it's like, why is that a lisp?
You're like, do they know that we can tell they just freeze framed it?
Yeah. That's weird.
Feeling really ableist.
Anyways, that would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been good. That,
George Iggles. I thought about that the whole movie.
I didn't. Okay. I
was so upset.
I was so into the movie that I couldn't even think about anything else besides this movie.
It was so good.
It was so good. It was so good.
Any slasher film with a last day of school, summer carnival,
yes,
motif.
I'm here for it.
I've never seen it before.
It's never been done. I haven't written two of them. I haven't. That's silly.
I haven't read only one of them.
Only one of them. That's true. Yeah. silly. But he's, you know, it's like the opening is him in an operating room.
Yes.
And he just like is just. He's like, well, his heart stopped. I guess we have to cut him open and cut his head off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey. I was like,
why is this patient fully clothed right now?
Yeah, that's what I was like, why is he? What? That's, I'm like, that's not sanitary.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
That's
Dr.
not
Giggles.
Right. Also, his laugh. I was like,
it was so good.
So, yeah.
He reminded me of like one of the characters from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Remember the little weasels?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that like shitty giggle.
Yeah. I'm going to be fully honest with you. And I know that actor's probably like a nice person, but I wanted to punch him in the face.
Oh my God. The most punchable face.
He really did a good job at being annoying.
Oh my God.
And I love honestly, the whole movie is just, there's two separate stories. It's Dr. Giggles. And then it's, oh, teenage angst. Man, I have a heart condition in my valve, but also my boyfriend, he's cheating on me. Oh my God. Wait. I'm just going to jump to it right now because we jump all over
please,
on this.
Please.
Okay.
Were you not mad for her?
I was mad for her, but also I was laughing so hard at this movie. It is so funny and it's just, it's ridiculous. But the main girl's boyfriend, who what's the actress's name?
She is a mix between Christian Slater and a plastic shopping
His
bag.
Name is Glenn Quinn. Holly Marie Combs, who was in Charmed. She was also the mom in Pretty Little Liars for Aria.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got the name right.
She's a star.
She's lovely. She's amazing.
She's great.
And she did a great job. She acted the shit out of this movie, and it did not deserve her. I'm going to say that.
She was really convincing as somebody with a heart condition.
Yeah, I was like, damn, she's like, the valve. And I'm like, not the valve. No.
You wouldn't understand. understand. And he's like, I completely understand.
Yeah, the
it's like, you can just tell me. I'm your boyfriend. She's like, no,
you don't get it.
Yeah, I'm just take so, you on this Ferris wheel and trauma dump about my mom.
Yeah, I'm just so sad. And then he goes to what, band practice?
Okay, is the Ferris wheel okay? So
is it so that so there's a carnival that happens, and that's is that near the school?
But also near her house.
And also near Dr. Giggle's lair.
Because she literally...
Yeah, I was confused about the geography, but okay.
This entire movie takes place on one intersection of a very, very conveniently laid out town.
Yes.
It's the high school, the fairground, her house, and Dr. Giggle's spooky dead parents' house.
Yes.
Because she keeps like going like to the school, back to her house, to the fairground, to the lair, and I'm like,
and then there's like a forest.
There's a forest?
And you're like, where's this forest? Okay, like, it doesn't make sense. Anyways,
also,
whatever.
Also, make out cliff.
Where's that? Where's that? Is it over everything? It's like the Grinch's lair, just looking out over, because it's like Whoville? Look out, yeah, over Whoville.
For a girl with cardiac issues, she be walking.
She be walking. She be
walking.
She's
also
in shape.
Drinking white wine.
Is I mean,
looking at pictures, I was like, are you a divorced mother? Anyway,
I mean, basically, she's got a heart condition. What do you do?
She's wearing enough denim to be anyone's
mother. I mean, it's 1992. If you're not wearing denim,
you're a loser.
Right? Might as well end it all. That's it. But so the boyfriend goes with like the popular girls, and they're in now. They're in the school, and they're like they're in the band room, and there's a bunch of people making out, and he's like to the hot girl who's been flirting with him the whole movie, who's not his girlfriend,
who is dressed like shite, by the way.
She looked terrible, but she he's like, yeah, like let's play the saxophone. And she goes, okay, and then just starts deep throating the saxophone.
It's
and
so
I,
upsetting.
As someone who played the saxophone, I was like, damn, if that was me in middle school, dude, all the boys would have loved me. But unfortunately, that was not. And I was like, you're not playing the right note, Jeremy. Get it together.
Okay, but also, that was neither his nor her saxophone. She's just doing that.
Whose reed is, you don't know where that reed has been.
You're gonna fuck that person's reed up, dude. Could you imagine you come in on Monday and you're like, why is it?
My reed is chipped. Really? Who did this?
This doesn't smell like spit. No.
Why is there lipstick on this?
And then there was like all of these teenagers, all these couples like
just making
out on the floor of band room.
You know, band camp. What happens at band camp?
Band kids, they do.
I quit band and
that's why you're alone. You should have stayed in band.
Shit. I did find my saxophone recently. My mom was like, hey, I found this. I'm like, where has it been for like 10 years? She's like, I don't know, but we have it now, so I brought it everywhere. I went for a walk with it and just was like, I'm gonna terrorize the neighborhood.
I love that for you.
It was really good. I like to let people know that I'm home when I'm home, and I'm like, I'm here, I'm going
it's
to
just
ruin
you
your life
blasting careless whispers like I'm
no, it's like I'm not that good, so I'm just playing notes and just with like a lot of confidence.
Oh, like when kids are learning and it's like you're like,
yeah,
oh my God.
I never got past the phase of like being good, but yeah, I neither did this girl. It was rough.
No.
So I have to ask though.
Do you?
I do. So the whole thing is about a evil doctor.
Aren't they all?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Not they
but,
all.
But how do you feel like when you go to the doctor? Do you like going to the doctor? Are you a fan of it?
I love the doctor.
Really?
I love the doctor. I hate the dentist.
Okay.
I don't know, because I'm just sort of like, take care of me. Here help are all of me. My, help me.
Help me.
Help me. I only go to the doctor once every 5 years.
That's
I'm just
kidding. That's good. That's because of insurance.
Yes.
Healthcare is so expensive.
It's called being an artist. Look it up. Mm-hmm. I go to the doctor once every 5 years and I get a 10-point inspection. And I just get...
Yeah, you gotta, all the way down. You gotta get them all.
I love the doctor. I think it's super relaxing, which is why...
Oh my God.
I've had multiple surgeries and I'm just like, hey, you know what? If I wake up, that'd be cool.
Jesus Christ.
You know? They, if
no,
I don't...
I know.
I won't
I,
know.
I don't know that. I... Good yeah. God. Anytime I go... They're always like, yeah, your heart rate's a little high. I'm like, no shit.
Just like sweating.
No shit.
You're just like sweating.
I don't want to be here. He said I had to get 4 shots.
Oh.
And then I go, hey, because so my mom used to work at a like a healthcare clinic or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, okay. Yeah. And she was the parent. I was the planned, you know.
Well, that must be nice. What's that like?
I don't know.
Rub it in, Katie.
Pretty good. Pretty good. But... So I knew all of the doctors and like the nurses growing up. Mm. So I was always like, if I get a bad nurse, I'm gonna tell my mom on
wow.
you. Because she was a manager of it. I'm like, watch out, dude. This one woman put a shot like near my elbow, and I was like, that doesn't go there. I'm like 10, but I know that's wrong.
That's not where that goes. You can say that to anything. I'm telling my mom that's not where that goes.
That's not where that goes.
That's not where that goes.
And then. There was one time where I was like, okay, I'll make you a deal. And she's like, oh, okay. And I was like, for each shot, I would like 1 sticker. And she goes, Caitlin, you're so funny. And I was like, first of all, it's Katie. Second of all.
Watch your tone. Watch your mouth.
Second of all, my mom will get you fired. I didn't say that, but I was like, it's Katie. But also, I know they cost literally 30 cents.
She's like, Katie, you're and 35
please,
years old.
I am like, I don't care. Adults should be offered stickers, period. I don't care how old you are. And I believe that to this day, I will be like, can I have a sticker? And they laugh, and I'm like, I don't care if you make fun of me. I would like a sticker as a subtle reward. Like, hey, you did it. You went. You were a brave little boy or girl. You did what you needed to do.
I do think that
they them.
I do think Happy that pride. That is the part of the medical industry that we're not addressing.
Yeah,
is the lack of stickers.
Yes,
representation, inclusivity, and stickers.
And assuming that at a certain age you no longer want one.
It is age discrimination, and I'm honestly glad you brought it up.
Because I guarantee you that if you offer any adult stickers,
oh my God.
If you're like, hey, I know you just got a shot, do you want a sticker like a lollipop? I guarantee, obviously they go, no, thank you. But there's gonna be a percentage that's like, I would love one. Why not?
I'm so tired of hearing that like, oh, people don't want to donate blood. It's like, don't act like stickers don't exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone loves a sticker. If you don't like a sticker, yeah.
I would do it again.
Dude, they used to give me Scooby-Doo stickers because I knew I love Scooby. Oh. They would go be like, we looked hard for these for you because in your chart it says she likes Scooby-Doo stickers. And I was like, damn right it does. Damn right.
I love
Save them for me.
I love that that's what it says in your chart. I'm pretty sure mine just says does not play well with others. But that's cute. I like that.
she is a small human and...
She needs her own room.
She's a kicker. I don't know why.
She's a kicker. They come in with like the face masks on. <You're> like, spitter.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
Can we talk about
no
okay it's your podcast I'm no, so sorry
what are you gonna say
the waiting room
in general or in this movie?
Outside of this recording studio, there's a waiting room. No, in the movie, so he kills everybody.
Yeah.
And he takes their hearts out. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, props all of them up in this, like, Beetlejuice-esque, very fluorescent waiting room.
Yes, we love to see it.
Terrifying.
He's an artistic man.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the use of props and space.
Yeah, he's also, like, an amateur taxidermist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Taxidermist
doesn't seem like the right word, but you get the picture.
Yeah, because he like props them up and stuff.
Yeah, and he's like,
I felt like that would be a good, like if I was walking through a haunted house, it was like dead people in a waiting room, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's nice.
But they're actually dead.
And you're like, oh, the smell is so authentic.
Oh, God. But
it's crazy.
Also, the way he killed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Made me giggle.
No. There was one. No.
His lines. After he would kill.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you a couple.
His one-liners were amazing.
They were pretty good. Honestly, I think the last time you were on.
One-liners.
It was just one-liners, too. So I think we picked a good film. I think we're only going to.
Katie only makes me watch movies where the villain doesn't actually speak. He just has
one. He says good singers.
Whoa.
He's like, if you think that's bad, wait until you get my bill.
So good. So good.
Time to do what doctors do best. Pulls out a golf club.
Oh, that's right.
Because they golf.
Because they.
They golf. There's one where he put a tube down a woman's.
Throat to like pump her stomach.
To pump her stomach, and then like had like a
garbage
disposal.
Yeah.
Inside but that like shot out and like, you know, freaking, like, and then it
mushed her up
mushed
and then pulled it back out.
But it was like sucking, and he goes, I know it sucks.
They're even better hearing than the second time. Yes,
oh my God! And then he got this is like the final kill, which we'll talk about that again too.
This is Dr. Giggles.
This is Dr. Giggles. He goes after being electrocuted, I don't feel well. Jennifer, which is the actress,
the star,
goes, take two and call me in the morning. And then like she does like the shocker thing. You're like,
oh, that's right.
Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah. So there was one about paying his bill or making house visits.
I hope you have protection.
He
was in a bed with a child, but also he didn't. He killed teenagers. But he saw a child, had the opportunity, and said...
Should have.
Didn't he say, oh, he's terminal? He's terminal? He just was staring at the screen.
Because the kid was playing video games, and he was like, he's already dead. And
he's
then just like walked
dead.
Away.
I'm like, oh, that's, you know, at least you have some sanity.
He killed every teenager. A cop. Not the dad.
But he tried to kill the dad.
He tried.
I don't understand where his obsession with Jennifer came. When he did the sucking of the woman's stomach.
Yeah.
That wasn't her mom. Was that like a girlfriend from the dad? I was confused about that.
I think it was the dad's girlfriend.
Okay, because she's like, you always pick Jennifer over me. I'm like, damn, that's his kid though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever, you know.
You're like, what was your name again?
I don't remember you.
Mm-hmm. I think I was thinking that too. Like, why is Dr. Giggles so, I honest to God think, it's because they were next door neighbors.
Yeah, probably.
Like the way that was all laid out, I was like, this has to just be like girl next door.
Syndrome. Yeah, yeah. I do love how he never killed with the same thing twice.
Oh no, he was very creative.
But that needle though, that I literally and it was like black tar, and it was that needle was like this big, and
You know the one that got me? The most upsetting one for me was, I don't know if it was the neighbor lady or the girlfriend, but when he shoved that thing up her nose.
Yes!
I literally was like, oh, yeah. Like I had to stop the movie.
Or he was like, oh, you seem, he went up to one of the girls. He's like, oh, you're really warm. I need to take your temperature. Say yes. Ah. And she's like, say ah. And she's like, ah. And then shoves it under her tongue. And then like, I was like,
The amount of just like precise stabbing.
Yeah.
And like the worst, like up the nose, in the soft palate. Like just the amount of like, dink,
Yeah, it's just so simple. But like, that's...
Because isn't that like the main reason of why people don't like doctors is because they don't like needles?
Yeah.
So this I really capitalize on that.
I don't like needles at all. No. But also that was a comically large needle.
Yeah.
And
it was like...
It was hilarious. Full of tar also at one point.
I thought it was like Drano or something.
Yeah, but
it was
then,
just like ambiguous dark fluid.
But when he finally found Jennifer.
Thank God.
Finally found her.
Jesus.
And like the big showdown. But he takes the needle and shoves it. Like the full needle, which again is like this long,
keeps going into her lungs,
and but then doesn't kill her, but just puts her to sleep, and then is like, okay, now we're gonna do surgery on you because your valve is. He said your heart is broken. Your heart is broken. I saw your boyfriend. Did your boyfriend cheat on you with the little saxophone lady?
Was he making out with that girl that was weirdly dressed like Mickey Mouse?
Wait.
Can we talk about the House of Mirror scene?
Yes. Carnivals. Also, in general, carnivals.
Carnivals.
Yes. I love that. Honestly, I was like, this is actually really cool. I don't know how they shot this. That was the best part.
They get in the House of Mirrors and it was like just... It was like Alice in Wonderland. It was like trippy. Yeah,
they did that in It, the newer It movies.
Yes.
And yes. I like... They probably stole it from this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I see you.
Dr. Giggle stole it from It?
I see you. Mm-hmm. No, opposite, because this is before It.
Oh, right.
This was the newer
because
It.
Because time is a flat circle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct.
Got it.
The earth is flat.
Prove that it's round.
This is where everyone finds out I'm a flat earther. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, yeah, we've been with her ever since, but... the stutter and also the flatter thing, really off-putting.
Having a hard time getting over that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. But yeah,
that was such a good sequence. It was so disorienting and like spooky and like.
But also, as soon as they would start to run, I was like, "No, your arms aren't out!" And they just boof it. I'm like, "Oh, I've been in those," and I literally like purposely. I'm like walls. I'm like, "Okay, here's a wall. Here's the opening. Okay, we're gonna go this way. You're following me. You're holding my hand. Let's go.
You're just a mime in a box.
Hold my hand. We're running. And we're going. Keep holding my hand.
I'm just a mime in a box. I'm just literally like
you're just like patting the wall.
Because I also don't have super great depth perception.
Yeah.
So that's like a nightmare for me because I'm just like. It's all glass.
I'm trapped in here. Why is the room getting smaller? Oh my God.
That girl that was like, would not leave Jen's boyfriend alone. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to see her smack into the glass.
And he was like, oh, you need a Band-Aid. And then got her a comically large Band-Aid.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. It was silly. I was, again, this movie is,
it's silly.
It's not good, but it is funny. It is really funny.
It was funny.
It was, it was just, again, the...
Silly.
The Dr. Giggles going around killing people, and then the is it the right word? Autonomy? No.
Anatomy?
No, where it's like two conflicting things that aren't different. What's the...
Juxtaposition?
Dichotomy. That's what it is.
Wow,
we were off. Wow. I don't know words.
Dichotomy.
I couldn't tell you how to spell that.
No, that's okay. But yeah, you pronounced it.
No, I do because I made a video once.
You don't
it's
have to
like,
lie to us. Listen, we're going to like you either way. You don't have to lie to us.
It's like, it looks like dick it to me.
Jesus.
But there's like an H.
Jesus.
But me is spelled M-E-Y.
You're one of those people that like you remember something like by association.
Highlighter.
Yeah. Stop. I'm done.
To get her.
Absolutely.
Together.
Enough. You're one of those people that like you make like word associations, but the thing you associate it to is so like out of left field that you forget.
But that's how I remember it. Yeah. That's me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're like Madison, James Madison. That's how I remember where I parked my car. I'm like, what is happening?
You're like James Madison. I didn't go to high school at James Madison Memorial, but now it's changed to a different name.
Oh.
And it's
of a more interesting president?
No, it's some woman. She didn't do anything for the school. I'm a little mad about it. Anyways.
Jesus.
Oh, I did want to talk about the one shot of seeing inside of the mouth or outside.
Yeah,
I think that is so freaking cool. They did that in Little Shop of Horrors too.
Yeah,
when Steve Martin,
like, through the mouth
is you know, inspecting
the
dentist.
People.
The, yes, yeah. Oh. I'll be your dentist, and then he's like, you can see
his best role.
It was amazing. Yeah, it's been downhill since. But like, it's like the camera's inside of your throat looking out.
Yeah,
and you know it's not a real mouth, but it's so cool.
It's
and
not.
I hate to break it.
God, she ruins everything.
Spoiler alert.
Hilarious.
Oh, shit.
That was such a great shot.
That was such a great shot. And but they also did it in the beginning with outside looking from the guy
from the chest cavity.
From the chest cavity. And I was like, that's a cool shot.
And like
shot.
Watching him like peek into like where the heart was.
Yeah.
Also the use of like, I don't know, robotics, animatronics. Mm-hmm. When he shoves that thing up her nose, it's like clearly like a robotic down here.
Yeah.
But just the like, oh, it was so
like all of a sudden
completely
I was like,
unnecessary.
That doesn't look real, but also maybe she doesn't look real.
But it all happened so fast, you know, how can mm-hmm. you really tell?
How do you know?
What was your favorite kill? In this movie. Specifically.
Honestly, mm-hmm. no. Mm. Yeah, they all were okay.
They were okay.
I wasn't like, oh my god, this is the best kill. You know what? How about you? Go, and then I have a thought.
I mean, I was super underwhelmed by how they killed Dr. Giggles.
Yeah, it seemed like you're like, okay, out of everything, he was lit on fire.
Yeah,
and then it's like, obviously, he wasn't. He was still alive. I was like, they didn't show. If you don't show him dead, he's still alive.
I've already seen Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
I know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
That was so underwhelming. I was really hoping for like a super body horror dismemberment thing.
Yeah, yeah. He did get shot and then perform surgery on himself.
Oh, that was so good.
In his own, like he was doing the surgery from like laying down and laughing, but like he was also like above himself. And
that
I was like,
so
this
good.
Is trippy.
Yeah. Not all doctors can do that.
Not all doctors they're like, oh, he's schizophrenic. And I'm like, okay.
Maybe he's a genius.
Maybe he's a genius and you haven't tapped.
Okay.
He's artistic.
Is he actually a doctor, though?
Because
all we
so.
Know is that he was in the place.
Yeah.
Is he actually a doctor or he just, his dad was a doctor?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Then that weird flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So was he actually a doctor? Don't know.
Who's to say?
But no, there was that weird like childhood flashback of him like having trauma of like his mom dying and his dad and we're just like
giggling.
Yes. And I'm like, hey, what the fuck is going on?
I think the weirdest flashback was when he was like opening up his teddy bears and like taking stuff out and then sewing them back up. And then it just pans to like all of his stuffed animals have been like Frankensteined.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I was like, that was weird.
That's the only thing more upsetting than a kid with stuffed animals is a kid who's like taking them apart and put them back together.
Mm-hmm, because you're like, that's not right. But his whole family probably wasn't right.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Also, classic. Okay, need to say this.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Okay. After when Dr. Giggles is chasing Jennifer out of the mirror maze, the chase scene is so ridiculous because she like finds the emergency exit, immediately flies out, trips, okay, she looks back, he's not there, goes literally falls down a hill doing cartwheels, and I am like, damn.
I was like, this is a comedy, right?
How is she not dead? Like, she was like, boom, it hit the ground. Boom, hit the ground.
She's the final girl. She can't die.
She should have.
This like several times.
I was like, damn. No, the final girl would have gotten up. She just laid down and like, she's like, and then she tried to, I think she hit him in the face. And then that's when he put the needle in.
Stabbed her.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And then it's like, your heart's broken. Let's get a new heart in you. And then she, you know, the fire sets his whole house on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then
the fire that was so underwhelming.
And then her boyfriend comes and saves her, and they make up immediately,
and she just forgives him.
I was like, she literally,
no,
like
with her,
with a girl who deep throats a saxophone,
by the way, same night,
this same is, night this, all in one, this is all one night,
this is like
this is one
two
day.
Hours old.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
You're like, we're done.
Happening pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, it's fine. I'm going to die with this heart murmur anyway. Like
oh, whatever. Like, the valve's not going to be changed. And then they're like, okay, well, now we're fast forwarding. We're now, she's now having surgery for her valve because, you know, the fire was too stressful.
Because it has to happen tonight?
It has to happen tonight because it's a valve. It's broken. You got to get the valve it's done tonight. It's going to
happen. Everybody knows that.
Now, I've never had actual surgery before. I've had like oral stuff, but like
okay,
not.
That counts.
Yeah, but like never put under like to the point of like that.
Oh, okay.
And that stuff scares the shit out of me.
Oh, really?
So like her being like, okay, I'm gonna count down, and then they like strapped it, and then like he walks in, I was like, nope.
Yeah.
And then it just, and then because he killed every doctor, and then
it's super vulnerable.
Yeah, it's super vulnerable.
It's worse than like somebody sneaking into your room when you're asleep because you're like, oh, like I would probably hear that and wake up.
Yeah, you don't.
But then to be like medically like.
Yeah,
under.
It's yeah, and but she, you know, got out, and I will say though she like your body would be like wonky for a lot longer.
Yeah,
her she was wonky for probably about 5 steps, and I was like, I'm fine, I can run. I'm like, you literally,
yeah,
no,
you are not okay. You are half under.
You were half under. You were at yeah. number 95, and normally you don't make it to 80 when you're counting down from 100.
Which would have been such a cool, like dramatic, like crawling away, like regaining, like
yes.
the use of her limbs.
Yeah,
scene, you know. And it's like rather than just like the flailing, like running down the hallway.
Yeah, that would have been a lot
which,
better.
Which again, have not seen enough in horror. If
True.
We're being honest.
True.
If anything,
we need more of people being half put under and then immediately taking it to the yeah. like I'm not doing this.
We need more surgical
yeah.
scenes.
More
God, I'm always saying that.
I literally hate it. Like it's like the medical horror is I like Human Centipede and that stuff like that. I don't like that. It's I can do almost anything, but
yeah.
that stuff is the stuff that I don't like it.
That's a very specific genre of horror. And I think that really weirds a lot of people out because I think it's like, oh, like if we're camping, like I'll just fight this guy or
yeah.
whatever. But the medical thing, it really freaks people out.
Yeah.
Like that is really. But this one, it's like this one didn't freak me out because it was so heckin' goofy. I was like, this
yeah.
is a comedy.
This is all 100% a comedy. 100%.
I was like, this is the worst comedy. The most gory sitcom
yeah.
I've ever seen.
This, yeah. Good God.
What if they were like, this was supposed to be a rom-com?
This is supposed to be a romantic comedy. You didn't know this?
This is a coming
of age. This is a teenage drama.
What if they were like, damn it.
This is supposed to be like the Euphoria, but it's not. I'm super, oh God.
What if they were like, this is supposed to be like a nice coming of age. And I don't know, some producer got on board.
She's in it, got weird. You know, Phil, we brought Phil on and then it's just.
Fucking
he just
Phil.
Is like, hear me out, Dr. Giggles. And he just laughs and he murders people with different medical instruments.
I should have known when I saw the fake blood.
Just wanted this nice, you know, story about a girl with a heart murmur and getting her valve changed and her boyfriend
cheats on her.
Yeah.
Just a nice, wholesome movie of a girl that just cannot decide whether or not she wants to stay at this carnival.
She's like,
she
God,
just comes and goes.
The
and
funnel
leaves.
Cake is not the. Yeah. I was so confused. I was like, wait, they're still at the carnival?
No, they go, they come back, they go, I'm sorry. I don't care how much we're in love.
Yeah.
I don't care how sad you are about your mom's death.
Yeah.
We're staying at the carnival.
I want funnel cake.
You can be sad for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
We're at the carnival now.
I love
and then she just leaves. And I like that the boyfriend just stayed and was like, I'm going to stay at this carnival.
Man, I got some girls over in my arms. I don't know.
Bitches,
no,
am I right?
No, I can't cheat on Jennifer. Oh, wait. Dude, what are you doing with that saxophone?
Wait a minute. You have a mouth?
Wait, hold on. Wait. Hold the phone. Okay, horny boy.
Your sleeves are so puffy. And your hair is so, like, feathers.
I love Mickey Mouse. Can you do Minnie's voice? You're like, hi.
Dude,
hi,
she
Mickey.
Was dressed like Minnie Mouse.
Hi, Mickey.
Come on. That's good.
Thank
that's
you.
Really
I, that's the only thing I can say.
Was
I was
good.
Really proud of it.
Wow.
Hey, Mickey. That's
oh.
it. That's it. That's
it's like $2,000 worth of acting
classes.
Thank
you so much.
You guys
so, that's all I can do. I can't do anything else. It's just hi, Mickey. That's it. So I.
No.
Yeah. That's. I do want to play a little game with you.
Okay.
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 It's a fun stand-up improv game that we used to play.
Oh.
And it's called. Oh, I don't know if I can do it anymore.
What?
Because well, I. I initially was like, oh, this movie's about a dentist, but it's not. It's a doctor. We could still play it. Okay, the game is sex with me is like blank because blank. So sex with me is like a doctor because
I'm usually asleep. No.
Sex with me is like a doctor. Only men allowed.
Katie's got some real controversial views on the medical field.
No, but also she had a male doctor, and I was like, that's ballsy of you. Fucked up. Because I had a male doctor once, and I was like, don't come near me.
Two for two, all male doctors in this movie. Okay.
You got another one?
Having sex with me is like a doctor because I will charge you.
Ooh.
I do not take insurance.
She's expensive.
Yeah. Out of pocket. All right. Do you have another one?
I thought I was a dentist, and I got so excited because I have
one. You had 100 dentist ones. You had 100 dentist ones.
No, because that's at improv, they would be like, someone give a job, and everyone's like, a dentist. And I'd be like, sex with me as like a dentist because I'm going to put a whole bunch of stuff in your mouth and then ask you how your mother's doing.
I really wanted to watch The Dentist. If Dr. Giggles didn't work out.
Sex with me is like a doctor. You're going to get a sticker afterwards. Good hilarious. Shit. Sam, you got one? Anything?
All I can think of is sex with me is like a doctor, so open up and say ah.
Ooh. Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
Yes.
I like that. Me. Sex with me is like
a doctor.
A doctor. I'm going to make you take your clothes off and put on a nice
put this on.
put on a paper bag and have your ass hanging out and just
dress nothing you up in a little paper doll dress.
Sex with me is like a doctor
because it has to be scheduled weeks in advance.
Facts. I'm a busy lady.
I got
things to do.
How about Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Wednesday in 5 months work, because that's what we're gonna do. Awesome. Sex with me is like a doctor.
Yes. Because I don't have a doctor.
Because I don't have a doctor. I don't have insurance. No, yeah. I do have insurance, and I'm very thankful for
that. We all
have
insurance. We're all fine.
I'm still on my parents' insurance. One more year. Here we go.
Nice. Get all your checkups
That's
now.
When I'm... I don't have a doctor out here.
Oh.
I'm scared of
doctors.
You
don't have a doctor out here?
No, I don't.
You go back home?
No, I just don't. Don't go? I don't think I've been in like 3 years.
Oh, my God. You got to get your 10-point checkup.
Sex with me is like a doctor. There's a lot of needles involved.
Oh my God. Jesus. Oh my God.
I don't know. It's not real. It's not real. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Sex with me is like a doctor because I am going to put down paper sheets. Like the paper rollout sheets.
Jesus.
I don't know. It would be nice though.
Sam, if you got one, you can also chime in at any time. Sex with me is like a doctor.
Sex with me is like a doctor.
There's a long waiting room line.
There's a lot of paperwork
to fill out right before.
Sex with me is like a doctor because I don't really care what gender the doctor is. I don't really care. As long as you know what you're doing.
You guys know there used to be, they used to treat, they called it female hysteria.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doctors would treat women with vibrators, so typically.
We should bring that back.
World's oldest profession.
Dude.
We should bring that back.
I think there's a lot of porn about that.
That's great.
I don't know, but I assume.
Oh, man. What a great, I bet women were like looking forward to going to the doctor.
They're like,
I'll see you next week.
Like, I'm feeling crazy.
Yeah, I'm feeling so insane. My husband's gone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to go to the doctor. Babe, you've been to the doctor like
every day this week.
Every day this week for like 6 months. Like, what is going on? You're like, I don't know.
I'm just hysterical. I just get crazy.
I'm just hysterical. I'm crazy.
But then if you do it too much, they're like, wow, this bitch is crazy. We should just straight lobotomize her.
And then, like, and then you're like, whoa, hey, I'm fine now.
Oh, it's good.
They're like, Jimmy, is your wife also going to the doctor? Yeah, she's going to the doctor all the time.
These broads are super sick.
Dude, our wives are hysterical.
Then they just lock them up for no reason.
Immediately, because they're a witch.
Of course.
I've never seen this movie, but I like to imagine that Dr. Giggles is actually just a... has a literary doctorate. He's not even a medical doctor.
A literary doctorate? Dr. Giggles? Oh, yeah. He's a doctor, but it's like a French literature.
Dude, that's... There was my... The dean of my college. He's like, I'm a doctor in piano.
Oh, absolutely not.
I was like, he's like, yeah, I'm a doctor in piano. And I was like, literally? No wonder you were bullied. I'm so sorry.
The fact that that man was able to get that degree, the fact that they took his money just proves that the education system is a sham.
It's silly. Like, what? That's just silly. But he also ran an art school that was just stupid.
I mean, what else are you going to do with a doctorate in piano?
Be bullied. I'm sorry. You should be practicing, not going to school at that point. I think there's other things that you could be doing. And you could be...
Piano or anything else?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I hated him.
What a pretentious bitch. He's not a doctor of anything
else. He was such a dick. God, what a douchebag.
Really, the piano?
Really, the piano.
Original.
Okay. Look at you.
Would you also, like, write music and perform all over? That's awesome.
Sex with me is like a doctor's office, because there's going to be a fish tank involved.
Old magazines.
Old magazines. Old... gossip magazine. Sorry, I wanted to add the fish tank. I thought about that for a second and I was like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't need to make sense.
Sex with me is like a doctor's office because there will be kids' toys for no reason.
I love those though. Those are kind of fun. Like, they're kind of fun. I'm like, I don't want
to... What would you do if you came over to my apartment and I just, like, had one of those?
I'd
like,
sit
by
down,
my coffee table?
I would shoes off immediately, no words, just I'd go right into playing with
it. If you came over and I had, like, a coffee table with that on it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, anyway, oh, we got this. Yeah, it's, like, imported. It's from Italy or something. And she's like,
this is, like, this is awesome. Dude, those things were so cool. I don't know why. It's so simple. And I'm like, this is, I don't know when that was invented, but it was genius. Truly,
it was truly genius. Definitely before the iPad, they were like, "How can we get these kids out of our hair?"
Dude, it's just a piece of wire and a bead. That's occupied them for hours.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
God, the good old days. And now they're
when kids played with wood.
And now, just like Dr. Giggles said about the kids playing video games and watching screens. Terminal. So,
put him out of his misery.
Just euthanize him.
I was kind of hoping he'd kill that kid. Just because he already had like 100%.
Do you know how many people died in this movie?
No, I actually didn't do a body count. High teens. Mid to high teens.
17. Yeah.
Is that how many he killed?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Also the average age of all the actors that he murdered. So.
Yes, but they're actually like 25 to 30.
Yeah, they're like in their 30s. But they could play teens.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I have that going for me. I'm like, they're like, you could play a 25-year-old. I'm like, nah, I need to play like underage, right? I think that's...
Yeah. I'm like, oh, would you like to be cast in high school forever? And you're like, thank you so much.
I will be young forever. Thank you so much.
Consistent work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Awesome. So out of 10, what do you think?
Oh my God. As a horror film, 3. Okay. As a comedy, 7.
Okay.
That was the best laugh.
That was
your
the giggle.
Dr. Giggle. Wait, Sam, I need to hear your laugh. If you were Dr. Giggles.
Like, say something funny.
Say something funny. Do it, Sam. No, but if you were Dr. Giggles, what kind of laugh would you have? You don't know the laugh. You just heard us doing the laugh.
Yeah.
What?
I would... before you even said anything about what the movie was about, mm-hmm. I just came up with something in my head. I was like, this sounds like a guy who is in the middle of the most delicate surgery. It's brain surgery. It's heart surgery. You know, they don't have robots doing it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just thinks of the dumbest joke from the break room. Mm-hmm. It just comes rushing from the back of his mind, and it just, the giggle just starts far away, and it's like. And then he just, you know, slips 1 millimeter too much and kills somebody.
Oh my God.
Yes. That would be if Dr. Giggles was like a network drama.
I love that.
And it was like, he lost it all because of one joke he couldn't stop thinking about.
But he didn't mean it.
Dr. Giggles.
He's like, but did you hear the joke?
But did you get the bit? Did you get it?
He's like on trial for like malpractice. And he's like, but it was really good.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's
like sex with me. It's like, do you get it?
Do you get it? Because we're doctors.
Because we're doctors. Damn it. That would be me, but with, now I have a brief story, then I'll give my rating.
Okay.
I love doing silly jokes like that. You can hear the piano, but they can't hear the piano, but there's a piano playing upstairs because there's a show going on right now.
What?
Oh my God. Because we're at the comedy store. I would be that, you know, the guy who comes in from behind with a joke mm-hmm. out of nowhere. I was at a track meet once in mm-hmm. Like a summer track meet. Mm-hmm. Like one of those ones where people want to run for fun.
Ugh.
And
remember being young?
Ugh, the worst. and they were like,
well, thank God I'm old now. I don't have to run anymore.
Thank God.
Although I should.
I did run a 5K this past weekend, and I am hurt.
Let it fucking go.
My arms are tired.
Oh, my God.
Boy, my arms are tired.
I'm surprised you don't have your medal right now. Hidden in the set. We're like, what is this? Is it horror?
It is, because it was horrifying to do.
Oh.
The ref, he's like, guys, we got a couple minutes. Anybody got a joke? And I immediately shot my hand up. And what did I say? It was a no arms and no legs joke.
No.
And I was like, oh God. Why? And I followed it up with this. What do you call a dog with no arms and no legs?
Hot dog?
It doesn't matter what you call it. It won't come.
Oh, what a mean thing to say in a track
meet. And no one laughed. He's like, okay, get your blocks. And I'm like, dude, that crushed. I don't know. That's a good one. I have like 100 of those memorized. So it's like, whenever it's like, say a joke, I'm like, it's not mine, but here you go. You get one.
And that was the moment you were like, I'm going to get into stand-up comedy.
I think you should be a comedian.
You were like,
I think I love bombing in front of a lot of people, but in only doing it for myself.
I think I love saying that this is therapy, but then everyone needs therapy after hearing me talk.
Yeah. But yeah. Going back to this film really quick.
What would you rate this?
I give it a three. And I thought that was generous. I thought that was generous. It has a 5.6 on IMDb, which seems silly.
Oh, that's a lie.
I think it has
a
53% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is really high. I think there are better films than this.
That was very generous.
It is very funny, and I think that's what saves it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are sequels. Obviously, he's dead, but like...
Is he?
Does he have a child?
But is he?
Does he have... He could have like a fake family. Hey, is that the movie we're going to write? Sam, you in?
Dr. Giggles 2? Back to school?
Back to school. But he's a school psychiatrist.
He's a school nurse.
School nurse.
Dr. Giggles 2, the cackling.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And now he's
just straight. What is it, Frau Blücher from Young Frankenstein?
Yes. I thought you were gonna say. I for some reason thought Frau and Fran were the same.
Oh my God, Fran Drescher.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was Fran. Like,
that would be an amazing cast for Dr. Giggles, because anyone could be a doctor. It doesn't have to be related. Oh my God.
I love that.
Fran, if you're out there,
Fran.
Please.
I know you're
Dr. Giggles too. I know the movie came out 30 years ago.
But
if there's ever a time for a sequel, it's now.
Is it really 30 years?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my God, the 90s time was 30 flat years circle. Ago?
Yeah.
The earth is flat. Nothing is real.
Cut. That's enough.
Cut it. Wrap it up. She's done. Don't get into vaccines with her. Don't even start with the vaccines.
Notice why every podcast is conveniently under 45 minutes? Because that's when she gets political.
Immediately.
Everybody knows this about Katie.
Well, now that the film portion is wrapped up, let's call in one of our our sponsors. Oh, hello, it's the anti-vaxxers. Yes. They're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring that horse tranquilizer, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever they were giving us. Isn't that what? Oh, no. What? Don't you dare. You son of a bitch. No. What happened?
They just hit the second tower.
He did the punchline for a joke we didn't even set up. Okay. Have you seen those memes? And it's like, hello, 2001 called. They hit the second tower. And like, normally you're like, oh, haha, 2001 called. They want your shoes back. And then you're like, remember this traumatic event that like defined our generation? You're hilarious.
I'm literally crying. Okay, so that's it for this episode.
This movie was so bad, Katie is in tears.
Even snort. I'm gonna throw up.
Do it. You only make me watch the worst movies.
Oh man, it's only for you, Beyonce. Only for you. Oh my God. Okay. Whew. Okay.
Okay.
Serious though. Amanda, thank you for being here. Sam, thank you for recording.
Thank
you. You're wonderful. You're amazing.
Thanks for having me.
You both bring me life. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to accept that as a general apology.
I'm so sorry to everybody. I'm going to bleep it out. It's okay. They won't know what we're laughing at, but they'll just hear you explaining.
But I'll always know.
In case you never forget.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm done. But you know who isn't done? Our sponsor.
Ooh, who's your sponsor?
Filmcraft LA.
Yes.
Dude, these chairs are epic. They're epic. You can find all their cool gear.
Yes.
At filmcraftla.com and on Instagram at filmcraftla. Amanda, also plug your shit because I almost forgot for you to plug your shit.
Yes, queen. On July 2nd, I'm going to be at the Hollywood Improv along with a couple of really, really, really awesome people. We're producing the Never Ending Comedy Festival.
Never Ending Comedy Festival.
So that's July 2nd. We're going to have music and vendors and comedians. And yeah, it's going to be super fun.
Amazing. Yeah. And how can the people find you?
I am on the internet. I'm on Instagram at Fritz_comedy. I'm on Facebook, but I am not active. So do not message me there and then get mad.
Got it. I have been sending you
so many things.
So many gifts.
Yeah.
What else is
video links?
So many.
And it's always like soldiers coming back home. And I'm like, oh my God, mom.
My mom sends that stuff too. I'm just saving it all. And I'm like, I think you should open it. I was like, I was going to like wait, you know, just in case she died. And then like I have something to look back. And I'm like, hey, but she's still alive now. You should look at them now.
I only check my Facebook maybe once a quarter.
Yeah.
Once a quarter.
I will say though, Facebook Marketplace slaps.
100%.
I love that shit. 100%. I've gotten all my furniture from there. This is from there. Mm-hmm. This is not. Mm-hmm. This is. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And this?
That is from Etsy.
But the chairs are from?
Filmcraft LA, our sponsor.
And I noticed them immediately when I walked in.
So.
Because these were not here last time.
They are swanky. Yeah, we didn't have a set last
time.
This is
nice.
It's pretty nice. It's lovely.
Yeah.
And you're lovely. Sam, you're lovely.
Lovely.
This movie's not lovely, but we watched it.
This movie was a nightmare.
But it was fun. So I think you should watch it. But in the meantime, you guys are fantastic. You guys are spooky. Follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store. We're also on YouTube under the Comedy Store. Give us a review, please. Rate and review. All that jazz. And yeah, guys, we'll see you next time. And if you hear your doctor laughing. Yikes. See you next time.
Oh God, this movie was so bad.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.